foreign news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has pounded Iran with a series of airstrikes.
In response to months of continuous attacks from the regime in Iran against the state of Israel, right now, the Israel Defense Forces is conducting precise strikes on military targets in Iran.
Those comments earlier today from the Israeli military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. Former President Trump says to keep itself safe, the U.S. will have to rebuild its shipbuilding infrastructure.
There are a lot of great shipyards all over the world. People allowed that to happen. They've taken the shipping business just like they almost took the car business.
It's a problem the former president says he'll fix if he's returned to office in next month's election. Mr. Trump was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Mr. Trump vowing to sell out New York's Madison Square Garden this weekend.
New York is not a swing state, but Trump will hold a campaign rally inside the famous Midtown Manhattan Arena on Sunday evening. He has long said he believes that he can win New York, even though it is overwhelmingly Democratic. But staging a rally at Madison Square Garden is in line with Trump's record of holding events that draw major media attention.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign remains silent following a call from leading Republicans to stop using dangerous rhetoric like calling Donald Trump a fascist.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell released a relatively rare joint statement Friday, demanding Harris cease using such rhetoric and reminding her of the two recent assassination attempts against Trump. The Republican leader said in the statement less than 2 weeks before the election, quote, labeling a political opponent as a fascist risks inviting yet another would-be assassin to try robbing voters of their choice before Election Day. The statement noted that, quote, in the week since the second sobering reminder, the Democratic nominee for President of the United States has only fanned the flames beneath a boiling cauldron of political animus.
That's Bernie Bennett reporting. This is SRN News. A unique Bible designed just for children, Michael Harrington explains.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt says he has no issue with kicker Harrison Butker forming a political action committee designed to encourage Christians to vote for traditional values. Butker announced his Upright PAC this month. Hunt says the Chiefs have players on what he called both sides of the political spectrum, and he supports efforts to make a difference. The Hunt family has supported a group urging Missouri voters to reject one ballot measure. This is SRN News. Newspapers in the U.S. closed at the rate of more than two a week during 2023.
That continues a disconcerting slide in the industry that's been steady for more than two decades. But an annual local news study also found a gain of 81 new digital news sites, offering at least a glimmer of hope. The new digital-only sites, which include 30 that used to print a physical edition, are concentrated in metropolitan areas.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Turmoil at the Times. Two more members of the Los Angeles Times editorial board have resigned after the paper's owner blocked its plan to endorse Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Veteran journalists Robert Greene and Karen Clyde announced their resignations this week in protest over the Times owner Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong's decision not to endorse a candidate. Soon-Shiong says he feared endorsing a candidate would add to the country's division. More on these stories at srnnews.com.